Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predators face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God feed on children of earth. People don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decorations on chain that bind. Mirrors go. The people lose their minds. Crazy on. We hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk. We are the land. Didn't die. Real world time. Tricks, shadows, lies. Red, white, perception, deception. Predators try civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. the wild days, the glory days live. Crazy Lord, we hear what you said. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the light. How do we tell our mother? How do we tell the stars? How do we tell the air? Crazy one. We hear what you say. Crazy one. We hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
Good evening and welcome to Made of Blood. My name is Karen Miles and this is my co-host, Brightson. Hi, Brightson. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you? How is my sister?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, here we are tonight listening to a very sacred, very special dedication to our warrior, Crazy Horse. And so we begin tonight. And Karen, Drifting Sun, as I will say tonight, in honor of you and the beginning of a new start in our journey, we will begin with what we have spoke of.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I wanted to give the name of the song that I just played. That song is by John Trudell, and the name of the song is Crazy Horse. Very beautiful song with a lot of meaning. And I felt that it was appropriate to play it tonight since we're going to talk about showing respect when a person goes to a powwow and how it's done. So are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am. Going to a powwow. Let's begin with those words, my sister. Going to a powwow. When we all attend as brothers and sisters of our tribes, of our people, in the circle, we look to the elders. They have taught us what we know today. Going to a powwow means so much more than just walking around. It means listening to the drum, Mother Earth, and the beat of her soul. It means watching our warriors and our maidens dance to that very beat. It means respect to the elders who have taught us the difference between right and wrong at a powwow and how we are to show ourselves in complete respect of us as American Indians and also respect to those and everything that surrounds us, whether it be the wing winds blowing in the wind in the sky and flying, or the feathers that are dancing all around us in the circle. So tonight we share the word respect and what it means to us in a very traditional way.
Very, very true. I have to say that, you know, to going to a powwow, some people like to take cameras and that sort of thing. But you have to remember, you have to ask for permission to have those items there. You know, you just
yes.
can't take them with you, because if you do, you know, you will be asked to leave. And it's all about, you know, being respectful towards them and their wishes and how they want how they even do a powwow. You know, those powwows are very spiritual, very meaningful, and each dance that's done has been done hundreds of years, the same way, hundreds of years.
That's right. Well, I am very proud of you for displaying that knowledge to the people who are listening tonight. My sister has come a long, long, long way in her journey and has learned so much from not just myself, but all the elders that she has met. And I am very proud of you because you are able to teach now, and you have a daughter that is ready to grow up in the generation of young ladies and the maidens and the dancers. And just like my son is a firekeeper, and we as mothers look to our children to carry on where we one day will leave off, and they will pick up and they will continue. This culture is very sacred to all of us throughout the United States, from tribes to tribes, from reservations to reservations. And the word respect comes in to play in every single one of those aspects, for we do respect those that still remain and are on our very sacred reservations. We respect those who carry on in the sweat lodges that are so sacred that we dare not speak of them as we attend them, and also respect for those who have taught us to carry on from hundreds of years ago, never mind decades ago.
You know, I wish that that people would take the time to study the culture and to better understand, you know, how things are done, and that way they would have a better look at it, so to speak, or a better understanding of it, I guess is what I mean, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and then when they do go to a powwow, say for the first time or sometimes even the second time, you know, they don't have the understanding of the respect and the meaning of each powwow, because each one has a different meaning. Each one's done at a certain time of year for different areas, you know, like for the planting of the crops and, you know, other stuff along the way as well. And they just, you know, they don't understand that. If they actually took the time to study it and learn what it means, you know, they, I think a lot would be very fascinated with what goes into it.
You're exactly right. And a lot of people don't even have any knowledge of the different trees that are used in our sun dances and the seven sacred ceremonies, as you heard in Crazy Horse, the seventh generation. There are so many of our children that were born into the seventh generation that are now responsible to watch and look over the next seven generations, my son being one of them, and he feels a responsibility, an obligation to watch over his people and the younger generation growing up, and giving respect even at powwows when elders are speaking. They are taught at a very young age to wait until elders are finished discussing matters before they speak up, and they wait their turn unless, of course, it's an emergency, and then they are asked if they can interrupt. But other than that, they are taught never to speak unless spoken to, and that is something that is so sacred in raising our children today. And though for those who are not native, they have a harder time understanding where we have come from hundreds of years ago and where we are going with our culture in the future, and how we are carrying on in the circle of the powwows and the dancing, and also the storytellers of today who have carried legends of long ago and continue to do so, and are now sharing them on their CDs and what we are able to listen to, such as the beautiful tribute you played to Crazy Horse. And when you think of Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Red Cloud, Geronimo, you think of all these warriors who stood up for us, knowing that one day we would come onto this earth and carry on for them. And that is what we are here to do.
Exactly. And, you know, I see a lot of different things, you know, that are happening now. And I believe the Native community is starting to come together, starting to pull together, because that's the way, you know, it should have been. And unfortunately, you know, years and years ago, they were broken up and separated and sent in different directions. And the mistreatment was terrible. But, you know, they don't look at that. You know, they look at, you know, they're alive and they're surviving and carrying on the traditions of their ancestors, you know, our ancestors. Yeah. And I think it's great, you know, that's happening, because our children are learning, you know, what our traditions were. It's just an amazing thing.
Yes, it is. And to be able to go to different places, no matter where you may end up in travels, attending powwows in different states, learning the different ways that they dance, joining them hand in hand. And also the most important is our prayers before the powwows actually begin in the grand entries. And prayer plays such an important role in respect to our ancestors, those who prayed before us and those who will pray after us. And I am so very deeply involved. My father raised me that way, that prayer to the Great Spirit was everything that our people lived for, stood for, walked Mother Earth for, in prayer alone, together, you know, teaching our young ones what the prayers meant, what they will mean to us. And I think today the word respect outside of our culture, for those who do not know that our prayers are done in silence and out loud together, looking up at the sun with our our regalias is a prayer in itself, in a silent way, that the Creator may hear what we have to say. And of course, saying our prayers to the winged ones who take our prayers up to the Creator, it means so much to know that here we are today being able to share this conversation sister to sister, and knowing that somewhere that there will be someone that will know that we, our travels and our learning is far from over, because you never stop learning. So I am very proud of us this evening that we are sharing the word respect in accordance with our culture, and also other cultures to go with that. And many people honor the American Indian, and yet there are so many other cultures that from long ago in ancient times that we're still learning on how they believed and how they looked to the stars to guide them. And that is something that my father shared with me when I was growing up, was how to look at the stars at night and know that our ancestors walked the Milky Way to hear our prayers. So I think that you picked the perfect, very, very perfect dedication to a warrior of long ago that never once gave up.
Well, thank you. I think Crazy Horse, as is the rest of the warriors and great chiefs, you know, of the past, he was a very intelligent man. He saw a lot of things. And the song itself, I think it shows just a great honor to him and all those that have gone on.
And
but another thing too I wanted to mention was with respect. Not only do we show respect to, you know, the elders, but you know, it's to the land and to the animals and the birds and the water, all that. It's all combined. And I think it would be good, you know, if a person would take time just to look around them, so they could really see, you know, with what's around them. I mean, it's great. And a few years ago, I actually hadn't done that. I actually hadn't taken the time out to just sit and look around me and look at everything. And I was in Arizona, and it was in a very spiritual area. As a matter of fact, it's considered the heart of Turtle Island where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out in the desert and decided to, well, what I've done was I sat there for a little while and I closed my eyes and I listened. I just took in all the sounds around me. But when I opened my eyes, that's when I started looking, just really looking at stuff, and I thought, wow, you know, it was just so beautiful. It was just gorgeous, you know. And that was when I actually took the first real look around me at everything, because I hadn't noticed stuff till then.
Yes. So. Yes, and that's beautiful, because it just like I had just come, you know, from the grocery store, and I was walking up my steps, and there's that a beautiful rabbit underneath my magnolia tree, and I slowed down to stop, and he was sitting there so peaceful, and I had to grin, because I all winter I had a skunk, a possum, a raccoon, and they all lived underneath my house. And but what they found was warmth and love and peace, and I was able to give them that through the winter months and the snow and so on. But now that spring is here, I have already seen the hummingbirds, and like you said, all the animals are standing brothers, the trees, you know, they speak to us in the wind, and all that it takes is for us to listen to that and watch Mother Earth and her children and the deer, and even people shiver from seeing a snake, but what they don't realize is that the snakes are part of this earth, and they mean us no harm unless they feel threatened. And many people do just that. They make the mistake of threatening them, and that's how sometimes mistakes are made. But at the same time, if you show no fear, they will come right to you and sit and lay down. And that is something that my son has a unique way with copperheads, and they actually come right up to his hand and sit down, and the smaller ones and lay down right where he is, and they show no fear of him as he shows no fear of them. So yes, you are right. If people would just take the time to listen to the sounds of the bobcats and so on that we have here on where I live on the eastern seaboard, and the winged ones that soar in our skies and make our skies so beautiful, and also, you know, the beaches where our fish are plentiful, you know, to feed us. There are so many things that they are there for that we need to appreciate, and that I think that's why you and I named this Respect Tonight.
Right. I agree. And do you know we are now at the last 2 minutes of the show?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it goes by very quickly when we have so much to share with everyone, doesn't it?
It does. But I do want to make an announcement. Starting in June, Native Blood will go to a two-hour show. It will air on Saturdays from 7 to 9. So we hope everybody will come and join us when that starts. But we will be back again next week, and that will be on Saturday starting at 6 p.m. So we appreciate everybody that's been here. Bright Sun and myself appreciate you coming and listening to us. And we're going to end the show with John Trudell's Crazy Horse.
Thank you. Aho, my sister.
Aho.
I hear what you say.
One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, but the people walk upon it. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy. We hear what you say.